I'm okay. It's a bit, Bristol, it's tier three or whatever.
Of course.
So I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if I can come home or what. Cornwall's tier one and Devon's tier two. But yeah, it's tier three here, which I think is the highest. So I'm not sure what's going on. Not sure anything's going to open up again afterwards. So yeah, it's all just sort of in limbo.
If you stay in for the next 2 weeks, surely you'll be allowed to come home, won't you?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be that, strict about it. But it's still kind of a shame.
It'll be fine. I'm sure they can't stop people from coming home for Christmas. I'm sure they can.
I'm sure it'll be okay. And also, if you're going into like tier, because Luce, you're in Salt Ash. Is that Devon or is that Cornwall?
No, it's just in Cornwall. Only just.
So if Toby comes into tier one, is that allowed? That's all right, isn't it? Is it?
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're not saying too much about it, so I don't know. It's all a bit uncertain. Not sure what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very...
I don't know. Anyway, we were supposed to be... I think we're learning about interviewing soon, and it's obviously not in time for this.
Yeah.
So excuse us, because we've never done this before.
We're like so professional, so you're in for a real treat.
Me either, so all good.
Yeah, you need to get used to this, because you're gonna be famous.
No, like, I've done a job interview, but that's like, it's even more awkward.
Right, well, this shouldn't be awkward at all, really, because this is talking about a band. This is what you love, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got some wine, so I'll be all right.
Okay. How about you, Rose? Have you got anything to drink?
I've got some Fruitellas, so...
Right.
Luce, do you want to do, like, a question kind of thing, or how would you like to do it?
Yeah. Okay, so, Toby, what we're going to do then is... You've seen my questions, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen Rose's. So what we're going to do then is I'm going to do one first.
Yeah.
So you'll be prepared for that. And then Rose will do one.
And you won't be prepared.
Okay?
Ooh, it's going to be real drama.
All right, okay.
Right.
All right, Mike, bear with me.
No, you're fine.
All right, okay. But this is your specialist subject, so you should be fine.
Right? He's drinking wine, he's drinking.
Yeah.
So, the band, Peppy Toes, how long have you known each other? Did you all meet at school and you
We were all at school together, and we all played in different bands at Livewire, like a little youth club. We were all in different little cover bands, playing Green Day covers, just awful, cringy pop-punk music. And then one of those bands broke up just because it was just, we were getting a bit old for it. And we went out on a pub crawl. We were like 18, a big gang of us. And towards the end of the night, when we were all good and drunk, we were like, we should start a band. I miss it. And then we did. And it's been fun ever since.
I mean, sometimes these things just happen like that, don't they? Is there
Okay.
Oh, it's probably a bit more organic than, all kind of meeting together and saying, yeah, we've got a form of band, like when you're at school or something.
Yeah, I think because we were the only people in those bands that were serious about it, but we were all in different bands. So when those all ended and we were just on our own, we kind of were like, oh, well, I know you play really well. And we just sort of gravitated towards each other. And then once you're a bit drunk and that kind of awkwardness and the hesitation of asking people to be in a band with you goes away, then it feels a bit more organic. And Alex at the time was going to DBS, the Sound College in Plymouth.
Oh, sick.
And he got a little practice room booked, and we all got together in there and just made a load of noise for about 4 hours. And that was the first time we played together. That was back in like 2015. So yeah, ages ago.
That's amazing.
That's a long time, isn't it? Years.
How many members are in the band?
It's just the three of us. There's me and drummer Josh and the bass player Alex.
And you're the...
I play guitar and sing.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. Okay. Wait, am I right to... Can I ask... How have you been marketing yourself during lockdown?
Well, the kind of the only way you can do it is through social media, I think, because that's just how the world works now.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to put up posters, like, the government would take them down straight away. Also people aren't looking at that stuff. You know, when they walk down the street and they see an advert for KFC and an advert for a band, they don't differentiate. So everything's mediated through social media now. So yeah, it has to be through those channels, their Instagram and Facebook, which I hate. But our bass player Alex loves that stuff. So
I'm just gonna
let him crack on with it.
Has it been like a positive response?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, I don't see any of the negative stuff, at least. I just get sent like the good stuff. So that's cool.
Good.
So Alex is in charge of that one, isn't he?
Yeah, I just leave him to it because I don't want to see it.
Have you done any kind of practice or anything since you've been in lockdown?
Oh, hang on. I'm coming back. There we go. I was just checking my questions. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been able to do any practice, like, or have you only just done it individually at home?
There was a gap in the summer when it was legal and we were allowed to get together. But we tried doing it online a few times, but it just doesn't work.
Mm.
Like the latency, like the delay in each instrument just doesn't work. But we've been having like video calls a lot. Kind of, I'll write some music myself and send it to them. And if they don't like it, I don't hear anything back or I get a tended response. But if they do like it, then I kind of get a phone call pretty quick afterwards and we'll sit and talk about it for a while and go through what we want to do with it.
That's
so good.
The final say? Oh, it'll go through so many stages before, like, it even gets made. We've scrapped songs we've worked on for months and we've picked up songs that we've completely forgotten about. So we just keep, like, a bank of songs, and then the ones that we can kind of unanimously agree are really good, or that we can handle listening to them 500 times while mixing them, those are the ones that make it usually.
So would you say it's actually been like a positive thing because you've like written more songs like the whole this time? Would you say it's been like a good time for you?
Yeah, I mean, since moving to go to uni, I've been writing a lot more. It was a bit more difficult at the start of the lockdown with work picking up. But yeah, I think so. But also, because we can't go and play gigs or anything, it kind of feels a little pointless sometimes because there's no end goal.
Yeah.
Like, why am I writing this song? I can't go into a studio. I can't play them live. But yeah, I still think I've been writing more since the lockdown.
Good.
You're not going to do what Green Day did and did the 3-album deal all at once and then most of it's just rubbish.
I don't know. As a Green Day fan, I didn't mind that. To be fair, them just saying, like, oh, here's 60 songs all at once. But I can see how a lot of people wouldn't like that. They kind of just relied on their fans being cool with it.
But don't you remember when we went to see them after that and they didn't play any of them at all?
I think they played quite a few.
I don't think they were very pleased with it really.
Yeah, I suppose, but they've got such a like a rich back catalogue of absolute bangers that they can just go through all of their albums and people are happy with that, you know, and people want to hear the old stuff and they're happy to play it.
So would you say that they're your biggest influence really, or who else is?
I don't know, it's tough because I liked them a lot more when I was younger than I do now. And then when I listen to them now, it's only the old stuff that I really identify with, like Dookie and Insomniac. I feel like now what I'm really kind of inspired by is like weirder stuff. Like, I've been listening to Talking Heads an awful lot. And there's an artist called Blood Orange. His first album was just really good. It's hard because if you try and say, oh, I like this band, I want to sound like this band, then you're going to sound like that band and people don't want to hear you replicate another band, I don't think. So you've kind of got to find a blend of being inspired by someone and trying to find something that's just you and unique.
What would you brand yourself as? Like, what would you say your type of music is?
Oh, peppy. happy songs. I don't know. That was kind of the whole thing of naming the band. I just wanted to give like a description of what our songs are, and Peppy Tones, I think, sums it up the most. I just want to write upbeat songs that might not be the most positive when you analyse the content in them, but sonically at least they're quite uplifting. They kind of make you want to move, make you the kind of instant feeling you get when you hear them. It's like, oh, that's quite nice, that's quite cheery.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you put that in like a buzzword, indie, I guess.
Yeah. No, I actually listened to them. I actually really enjoyed it. When Lucy, like, obviously Lucy showed it to me, and I thought it was going to be one of those ones where I go, yeah, this is good, but I actually genuinely enjoyed it.
Thank you.
It's all right.
I think I noticed when I was listening to it recently, when I, the beginning of Satellites really reminds me of a Green Day song. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And also, I can't remember which one it was, but I was listening to it the other day, and when I heard your vocal come in, it really reminded me of Matty Healy as well.
Oh, really?
Mm.
That's weird.
That's awesome.
But is that weird in a good way or a bad way?
It's weird in a way where I was like, oh, I probably should have done it differently, because I don't want to sound like anyone else. But I mean, people love him, so that's cool.
I mean, in the same style, not that you sounded like him, but, you know, in the same kind of style.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you feel like you keep up with the like trends and what people are liking at the moment, or would you say that you're more, I like playing this is what I want to play?
I try to, but there's so much stuff that comes out now, and a lot of it I just don't resonate with at all.
Mm.
But you can't just only listen to music from, you know, 40 years ago. You've got to listen to stuff that's happening now. So it's a weird blend. Like I had a masterclass with Arlo Parks. Don't know if you've heard of her. She's
bloody hell.
Yeah, that was yesterday, and I'm a big fan of her. But yeah, yesterday I had that masterclass with her, and it was just so informative. The way she listed her influences, like it was from listening to My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy when she was a kid.
Sorry, I missed who you said. Who was it?
Arlo Parks. She's kind of like a solo artist, R&B, soul, lo-fi pop kind of thing.
She's literally...
But yeah, she was saying...
Oh, that's massive.
Yeah, she was saying how when she was a kid it was all kind of punk, sort of post-punk music, and then as she got older it was more kind of soul, like D'Angelo and Erykah Badu and stuff like that. And that's kind of, I suppose, how it goes. Like, I obviously liked Green Day a lot when I was a kid, and now I'm more into the kind of more weird stuff, like, I guess, stuff that you kind of can't listen to when you're a kid, like Talking Heads and The Doors, I suppose.
What was this thing was it like a course, or what was it? What were you doing?
It was like a thing they do for the university, like a little class they get, I guess, because of the pandemic and all of that stuff. People are more likely to just do stuff on a whim over the internet, so they've been getting quite big artists to come and give classes to students. So we had the guitar player from Jamiroquai a couple of weeks ago, and we've got someone from Genesis next week, but this week it was Arlo Parks. He's quite current.
Wait, so what, sorry, I need to get this for the recording. What university are you at?
It's BIM, Bristol.
Okay.
Which is the British and Irish Modern Music Institute, I think.
And what's the degree?
Songwriting and music production.
Right, okay. That's still on. Okay, I got scared.
Do you miss playing live then? Because it's been the last time you played. Can you remember?
Yeah, the last time I played live was in March, I think.
It was
the end of February. It was like the 27th of February, something like that. Yeah, we'd just been up to Bournemouth to see 75, and then came back the next day to play a gig with Kimbo Nice, which are a Bristol band. And it was a good show. We had a lot of fun. And then a week later, we were supposed to go over to Bournemouth to play some gigs, and all cancelled. the world shut down.
Yeah.
And that was it. But yeah, I definitely miss it. Yeah, at the Junction in Plymouth.
The Junction. Where was the last? What was the name of the place you last played at?
The Junction.
Was the one in Plymouth.
Yeah, on Mutley.
Do you know Cuddy? No, sorry, I'm like going off it. Do you know Sam Cuddy? He's ginger.
I might know his face.
I bet he's a ginger. He's a ginge. What I was going to say, so what's like your normal, how many people are in the audience?
Oh, we've played to like 3 people before, and we've played to like 500 people before. It's always, but I think it just depends on who the other bands are, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because no one's there to see us, really.
We got a
good little crew.
Are you like the headline act, or what's your
we have headlined before and it hasn't gone very well. We tend to do better sort of in the middle of a set,
right?
Sort of like second or third on.
Okay.
I think because people don't tend to show up for the first act, which
true.
I don't know if I'm just biased. I'm there all night anyway, but a lot of people only show up for the main act of the night, and they'll miss the first band, but then they might catch the second band.
Yeah.
So if we're on second, we're kind of hitting the right spot where people are kind of shuffling and having a drink before the main band starts.
But you've got your own little following now, haven't you?
Yeah, in Plymouth, I guess.
So what's it like if you're playing and there's people in the audience and they're singing your songs back to you? What does that feel like?
That is surreal. We put on a little festival, like on a little farm where Josh lives, and we just invited as many people as we could, and I figured like, all right, we'll play at the end of the night and it'll be fun. And I'll get drunk and it'll be cool. But people were actually really into it, and they want us to do it again next year. But they, at the end of our set, they were singing the words back, and I almost forgot the words while they were singing them, because I was more like shocked that people were singing them.
Yeah.
Then I just couldn't focus, because that was weird. So that's, I imagine that's something you get used to, but it's definitely strange.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Martin forgets the words all the time and the audience just love it. So I don't think there's any shame in that at all, really.
No, I can just sort of make it up. No one can really understand what I'm singing anyway.
And you're meant to really jam on it just to remember all the words to their songs, because there's just so many words in their songs, aren't
there? Toby, what do you do, like Lucy, do you go to the gigs?
I'm not allowed now.
But because of me?
Yeah.
I never said that.
Well, you'd hate it if I did now. No, I did go to one when you were at Livewire. Obviously. Feel like I'm making you feel under more pressure if I'm there. So.
My dad came to one with Julie and what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
He surprised me that night, and that was quite a good turnout. So, yeah. I don't mind that. It's kind of something you have to get used to, because if I can't handle it, if you're there, like, what if, I don't know, someone like that could give us an opportunity was there, someone big, so like a producer or something like that was there that I was aware of and a fan of, and would that put me off even more? So I kind of have to just go, doesn't matter who's in the crowd, just do, play your songs, be fine.
Well, next time then Rose and I will be there together.
I'm up for it. I'm totally up for it, Lucy. I'm really up for it.
Okay.
Have you had songs play on the radio?
We have on BBC Devon introducing.
With who? Who was the
what's her name? Forgotten her name now. Sarah Gosling, that's it.
Awesome. So
I'm really terrible with names, but yeah, she's played a couple of our tunes.
That's awesome.
So have you got any idea where you want to head in the future then?
It's kind of uncertain now, I think. Like, I'm not too sure what's going to happen with the whole live music industry post Brexit and post COVID. So I've no idea. I'm always going to make music. Like, I'm not going to stop doing that because of how the industry is or whether there's any opportunities. I'm just going to keep making music and putting it out and playing gigs wherever I'm allowed to. You know, I quite hope there's like a resurgence in little DIY shows, people playing house parties, people putting up shows in their garden, having a little festival, you know.
Yeah.
Because I like, it's just, it makes more sense. Just why not?
It's just such a people forget how important music is. Like, I honestly, I'm not just saying, I think it's one of the most important things, and especially in a time like this where it is a bit, everything is a bit depressing at the moment. I think it's just, it's just so needed.
I think people take it for granted. Yeah, definitely. But we are so inundated with just constant new music and new content in general.
Yeah.
When people I take TV shows for granted. Like, I'll just binge a whole season and not really take in anything.
Yeah.
So I can see why people do that with music.
Did you see on the news this week Guy Garvey was going to court about the streaming stuff? Did you hear anything about that?
No.
No, I didn't look into it, but I just heard the headline, and I heard him on the radio talking, being interviewed, and so him and I think it's one of the bands from Radiohead and a few others are all like in the middle of this court case, and it's all to do with, I think, iTunes and Spotify, and I think it's their rights, and they're not getting paid enough from it.
Yeah, them and everyone else, you know, like those streaming companies really just take advantage. You know, I read a statistic somewhere that it's like if you have 33,000 streams of a song for 12 months, that equates to about $9,000, which isn't even enough to like pay rent, is it? Yeah. And 33,000 people, if they bought all those people bought your album, yeah, for £10, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And these streaming companies don't pay for the content that they sell. You know, they're not putting any money into the, you know, the artists. They're not paying for studio time or promotion or anything like that. But they get to sell the product. They get to give the product to people and take money from it. And they give the musicians, like, nothing. Like, 0.005 pence per stream or something like that.
So bad.
So it's very bleak. But there are alternatives if people want to use them, like Bandcamp is a good one, and SoundCloud. If you just want to listen to music ethically and not let these big corporations just take money from artists.
Yeah. That's so bad.
Yeah. But it's just all now become the expected way, isn't it? Everybody just wants to stream the music instantly.
Yeah. If someone asks, like, oh, where can I hear your song, and you link them to something that isn't Spotify, they just go, all right, never mind, won't listen to it. So you kind of have to get into it. You have to put your art onto these platforms if you want anybody to listen to them.
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing. Sorry, there's cars going on.
He's right on the high street in Clifton. Yeah. So
oh, bloody hell. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I live like two streets away from a police station, and then two streets the other way is a hospital. So there's just constantly like police cars and ambulances.
Yeah, oh my God, I can imagine.
I'm trying to record some vocals. Yeah, I'm trying to record some vocals and stuff. Oh, I've got the Zoom problem. Right, here you go.
You've got Wagamama's downstairs, haven't you? Have you been able to resist going there all the time?
I've been there once this whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'd be rubbish.
There's a different one. There's a little place called Walk to Walk down the street, which is much cheaper and quite a lot nicer, I think. Where they just have like a list of like different kinds of noodles and rice, and then different list of toppings and a different list of sauces, and with a student discount it's a fiver. So I've just been going to that one instead.
Right, Have you got any final questions, Rose?
I've answered all my questions. No, I fucking haven't. Sorry, I've asked all my questions. Apologies.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
If we come to write this up and then think of something which we've forgotten at the time, are you happy for us to just kind of text you back afterwards and then you can answer it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And what we'll do is when we've finished it, I'm guessing that we're going to post it on the phone, that Rose, yeah?
Yes.
So I'll share it with you so that you can see it, okay?
Okay. Can I also, Toby, sorry to be a pain. Am I alright to get like pictures of you like that I can put on the site that I can tag it in?
Yeah, I'll have to try and dig those up.
Thank you.
I'm sure I've got some somewhere.
Thanks.
Yeah, have you got any clips of the band as well that you can share with us?
That's a good idea.
I need to ask the film photographer, videographer, I don't know. The guy that we use, I need to contact him about that because he's got a lot of stuff.
Okay. If you could just get us a couple of clips. First of all, just give us a few photos, and then if you can get the clips, fine. And if not, then at least we've got something to use.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Right, I suppose we've got to get start writing now. You know this is due on the 11th of December.
I know, I'm shitting myself because I take ages to write anything.
Well, we've got a few weeks to do it and send it lots of times.
Well, I've just done some music for a little student film. I've got to make sure that's all done by the 2nd.
Of December?
I've got a message on the 3rd.
Of December?
Mm. So, yeah, cutting it close now.
Oh, my God.
You better get back to work then.
Yeah.
But honestly, Toby, thank you so much. And Lucy, thank you for sending that.
At least a little bit useful.
Big time, definitely. Yeah. Both of you.
Well, once we've done it, then we'll share it with you. So then you can
post it.
You can either correct it or you can just cringe or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, give us a plug. Plug our new EP.
Yeah. Okay. Well, once we put it on the student website, then what's your
can I just ask one? What's your favourite song you've written since, and what's your favourite song you've got in general that you've done?
Just songs I've written.
Yeah.
I think probably Do Something.
I like that.
EP, yeah. That's my favourite.
I like Keeping Busy as well.
And Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt was quite fun to make.
Sorry. You can't really tell when it's going to be that you're going to be able to record anymore, can you?
I'm making a little EP, a solo EP at the minute, but it's all quite lo-fi. It's all just stuff that I can do in my room, you know, no real drum kits, any drum machines and little bedroom recorded vocals just here.
Yeah, but I mean, so everybody's
doing that now, aren't they? Yeah, if I'm going to do those things, I'd rather do that as a solo project rather than Happy Tones. I think with Happy Tones, I want to keep it. I want it to be a step up every time you put something out. I don't want to, I feel like, I don't want to see that EP that we put out. That was the best one we've done. And I don't want to then go out and put something, I don't want to put something out that's worse than that.
Yeah.
Or less, yeah. Like a lesser quality. So we're just waiting for studios to open. We've got some songs we want to record, just no means of doing so. But in the meantime, I'm just going to start a little solo thing.
Okay. We can be your guinea pigs, can't we?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Also, a label you might want to look up for or look up for this is Must Try Harder, based in Bournemouth.
Okay.
They put out our last EP and they are putting out lots of music by unsigned artists, so it might be worth checking them out. They've got a podcast with a couple episodes that we were featured on.
Right,
so,
okay, what they're called? Must Try Harder?
Must Try Harder, yeah.
Right, okay, let's take a look.
That's awesome. Okay. Thank you, that's brilliant.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
See you later.
See you soon, and Rose, I'll see you in the morning.
See you in the morning. Oh, Lucy, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm not, but...
Aren't you?
No, I'm not.